Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
Everybody knows that we need to learn to love each other, we're always hearing this. I would say even all the major religions, as far as I know, love and compassion are part of the teaching. You know, this is, on some level, we all know, whether we're religious or not, that love, compassion are very important. But we often don't really understand even what they are or how to develop them. So we are very fortunate because our founder and spiritual guide, Venerable Geshe-la, is giving us Buddhist teachings, unbroken lineage of instruction, all the way back to Buddha Shakyamuni. These teachings are very clear about what is love, what is compassion, how to distinguish it from unhelpful states of mind, like desirous attachment, how to cultivate our love and compassion, and how to bring it to perfection. How extraordinary. How to unify these practices with our everyday life. It's not just something that happens on the meditation cushion. It's something that we unify with our everyday life. So we're going to learn so much. I'm going to read a lot from this book, How to Transform Your Life, A Blissful Journey. One of Venerable Geshe-la's 23 books, and one of two books that he requested always remain a free download. So I'm holding the physical book, but if you like reading ebooks, then you can download this for free. And I'm going to read from the chapter called Learning to Cherish Others. So first thing we need to know, what does this mean, cherish others? So cherishing others means, it refers to the practice or the virtue of cherishing love. It's one, cherishing love is one of the three aspects of pure love that Buddha Shakyamuni taught. Okay, cherishing love. So it's not complicated. Normally, love to us feels very complicated because it's mixed with attachment, which makes everything complicated and painful. Okay, but pure love, okay, like love unmixed with attachment. And we're going to go into this a lot more through this series. Pure love only brings peace and happiness and benefit. And it's very simple and straightforward. It's not complicated. So what does it mean to cherish others? Simply put, if we sincerely believe that others are important, if we believe their happiness is important, if we believe that their freedom from problems and suffering is important, we love others. How beautiful is that? Such a clear understanding, you know, we can have. We can all do this. We already have love for others. We just need to identify those positive, beneficial states of mind and then gradually increase them. Initially, we need to improve our cherishing love for our family and friends. It needs to be grounded in our everyday experience. Okay? We need to improve our love for our family, our friends, the people, and coworkers, people we run into every day. And then gradually extend that love until finally it encompasses all living beings without exception. Okay? But it's a practical training. What's the practice? Remembering to always believe others are important. Their happiness is important. Their freedom is important. You know what? Others believe that their happiness is important. Just like we do. We believe our happiness is important. They believe our happiness is important. So if we're with our family and friends over the holidays, we may not agree on which football team to support or what politician to vote for. But if we believe that they are important, we agree on that. And that's the most important. Do you see? Because if we believe that their happiness and freedom are important, then we will respect them. And even though we don't agree on other things, most importantly, we believe and agree, yes, you are important. Your happiness is important. We cannot underestimate how powerful is this thought. From one point of view, it's just a thought. All we have to do is think, this person is important. Their happiness and freedom are important. And then allow that thought to influence how we speak to them, how we behave around them. What will happen is we will naturally show them kindness and respect. We will consider their wishes and feelings in all of our actions. We will take care not to say or do anything that would hurt them. And we will naturally try to fulfill their beneficial wishes. And you know what will happen? That will make them happy. Or maybe at first a little suspicious. Why are you being so kind to me? What do you want? What do you want? But because all we really want is for them to be happy, they'll come to understand that we are sincere, and they'll be touched by our good heart. Even if like some of the meal gets burned, but if we have a good heart towards each other, holy days, wonderful, you know. In fact, cherishing others is the best method to solve our problems of delusions. If we really love others, believing they're important, their happiness is important, then we can solve our irritation problem, our impatience problem, our jealousy problem, okay? Our impatience problem. We can solve these problems. By concentrating on cherishing love, our mind will become peaceful and positive. And that inner peace is a source of our happiness. And because we love others, we respect them, we show them loving kindness, this makes them happy. So that this one thought, I just think this is extraordinary. This is just one of like 84,000 of Buddhist teachings. Just this one thought. If we become deeply familiar with this, if we can join, like whenever we see our family, friends, coworkers, whoever, in fact, finally everyone, whenever we see or think about them, we immediately think they are important. Their happiness matters, you know. Their happiness and freedom matter to to me. And by doing that, following that good heart is the best method to make ourselves and others happy. It's not complicated, but it's so profound in the experience. So Venerable Geshe says, this is on page 97 of How to Transform Your Life. From the depths of our heart, we want to be happy all the time. But we are not usually very concerned with the happiness and freedom of others. Well, a little concerned, but not as concerned as our own happiness and freedom, generally speaking. You know. None of this is criticism, by the way. This is Buddha's diagnosis, okay, of an inner disease. This is why we need preparation, because we're going to affect a profound transformation of mind. In reality, so first we need to, the first step is to believe that others' happiness and freedom is at least as important as our own. What Buddha called equalizing self and others. From there, later, we can go on to believe that the happiness and freedom of others are more important than our own, which is the real mind of a bodhisattva. But even the first step, equalizing self and others, is so beneficial. There are many good reasons. In reality, however, our own happiness and suffering are insignificant compared to that of other living beings. Others are countless, whereas we ourselves are just one single person. Understanding this, we must learn to cherish others and accomplish the ultimate supreme goal of human life. I'm not going to be able to quote this directly, but the meaning's correct. One time Venerable Geshe-la was talking to someone about this reasoning. And he said, you know, this reasoning, I'm only one, but others are countless. Okay? Therefore, I should learn to cherish others. Their happiness and freedom are important, because if I'm happy, only one single person is happy. But if others are happy, countless people are happy. You know? So what he said is something like this. He said, what's more important, the happiness of one person or 10 people? And then he paused and he said, not religious, just honest. He said, he's not like making a religious statement. He's just saying, honestly, what's more important? The happiness of one person or 10 people? The happiness of one person or 20 people? The happiness of one person or 100 people? The happiness of one person or countless? And we listen, we're like, we follow the logic. But we have one important question. Who's that one person? Because that changes everything, you know? Which is the whole point. That's the source of the problem. Without spiritual training, due to a strong grasping at the self we normally see, we mistakenly believe that our self is so important and that our happiness and freedom are the most important. So our concerns for our own happiness and freedom weigh heavy on us. But the concerns for happiness and freedom of others, not so much. Yeah, maybe our family and friends to some extent, as long as they're not acting in ways that make us upset. And then there's this huge, countless people that Yeah, okay, we look at the news and we see horrible things, and for a second, we're like, oh, that's horrible. But then we get on with our life. It doesn't weigh on us, you know. Maybe weigh is wrong word. It doesn't touch our heart in the same way. We're moved by our own wishes for happiness and freedom. We're moved by it. So what happens is, with an exaggerated sense of our own importance, with exaggerated self-concern, we think, I am important. And even though we're not like repeating that in our mind, we live our life with that belief. I am important. My happiness is important. My freedom is important. My wishes, my feelings, my life, my experiences. How I look in the group photo. Right? It's like, that's what's important. And therefore we neglect the wishes, feeling, experiences, hopes and dreams of others. This mind is a delusion, which Buddha called self-cherishing. But it doesn't mean, it's easy to misunderstand the meaning of this term. Okay? Self-cherishing does not mean caring for ourselves. We definitely need to care for ourselves. You know? We need to eat well, sleep well. We need to have good relationships. We need money. We need to care for ourselves. But we don't need self-cherishing. We don't need an exaggerated sense of our own importance, because that is the source of all of our other delusions, like attachment, anger, jealousy, pride, and is the main obstacle to developing pure love for others. If we can reduce our exaggerated self-concern, then our pure love, our cherishing of others, will naturally grow.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.